The U.S. economy added 215,000 jobs last month, but the unemployment rate actually ticked up a bit to 5%. That is the word from the Labor Department today. And joining us now to talk about it is NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn G. Wax. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with the number of jobs I just said were added to the U.S. economy, 215,000 last month. The economy gained more than 200,000 jobs the previous month. So put it in context for us.
Yeah, the context is good. This is really telling us that the economy is in pretty good shape. As you say, you know, since the start of this year, we've been adding about 209,000 jobs a month. That's a pace that's good enough to prompt a lot of employers to have to raise their wages. So we saw the average hourly earnings go up by 7 cents to $25.43. Mm. And you might be thinking, yeah, 7 cents an hour, maybe I'm not going to buy the champagne. But actually, you know, when you put it all together, you look over the year, wages are up 2.3%. That's not great, but inflation's up only 1%. So it's really a pretty positive situation for workers. Gas is down, paychecks are up, so discouraged workers are starting to get back out there and look for jobs. If they can get paid enough to pay for the transportation, they want to work.
Which brings us to what's happening with the unemployment rate, because people may be surprised to hear that even with so many jobs being added, that the unemployment rate goes up. But Marilyn, as we've talked about before, that's all about new people coming into the labor force, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's how many people want to participate that sets that rate. And right now, you're seeing hundreds of thousands of people starting to surge back into the labor force. And that makes that unemployment rate tick up a little bit from 4.9 back up to 5%. But economists were unanimous in saying that's good. That means that participation is rising as it has been steadily for the past 6 months. It's back up to 63% of the adult population. Now, you know, it'd be great if it would go all the way back up to 66%, but this trend is good.
What about the sectors that did well? Where are the jobs coming from?
Well, the gains were actually pretty well spread out, but the strongest growth we saw was in retail. They added 48,000 new jobs. Now, those tend to be lower paying jobs, but it wasn't all like that. There was a lot of growth in construction as well, 37,000 new hires there, and those jobs pay well. There were gains in healthcare, leisure, hospitality, professional services, government, a lot of different things. But, Jeremy, there were two sectors that were hit really hard, and it's painful there. That's manufacturing and mining. There were about 29,000 factory workers who lost jobs, and mining companies cut 12,000 jobs. That's a lot of hurt in a lot of families.
Well, I'd imagine that some of that has to do with the low price of oil right now,
right,
maybe,
right,
and
yeah,
commodities. One more thing I want to ask you about, and that is we've heard this week about California and New York closing in on minimum wage hikes. Is that going to have an impact?
Yeah, there are a couple of things happening out there all over the country. You know, people have kind of given up on Congress. You know, we have a federal minimum wage, but it's so low, and Congress hasn't raised that since 2007. So a lot of cities and states have been jumping in with a kind of a patchwork of different wages. Now California and New York are really kind of moving the goalposts there. They're pushing it. They're just about to complete legislation that would raise the minimum wage to about $15 an hour. It happened over steps over time. But it's the direction is higher minimum wages.
NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn G. Wax. Marilyn, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.